after the moon program, you took the technology you developed there, the Zond, and it became Soyuz. And later on, you launched in 1971 the first space station, which was called Salyut 1.
Yes.
But it, of course, had an earlier heritage called ALMAZ. Where did that program evolve from?
Under the name Salyut, there was practically two different stations. There was the so-called DOS. It's the acronym, Russian acronym of long-term orbital station, and ALMAZ. The program ALMAZ was developed during late 60s and early 70s. This was some like to American MOL program, Military Orbital Laboratory. They mostly was intended for mostly for military missions. Of course, this was not the offensive missions, only reconnaissance and so on. But it was developed by the two companies which were joined under management of Academician Chelomei. One of these company was our present company, together with the friend. However, because numerous delays in the ALMAZ development, it was taken the decision to make the DOS on the initiative of mission, chief designer of energy company, a successor of Korolev. The casing body of station from ALMAZ was taken by energy. It was equipped by equipment from the Soyuz, for example, propulsion units, control guidance system, and so on. And this station was injected under the Salyut name. It's interesting that a national, this should not be named as Salyut. It should be named Zarya, Sunrise. But Sunrise was the name in Chinese, the first Chinese satellite. And it was decided to replace this name to Salyut. And as you know, now the Fiji B will have this Zarya name. It's interesting. And after that, after I don't remember exactly, second or third Salyut station was the Rio ALMAZ, which was at last made by Chelomei and injected. And of seven Salyut station, I don't remember exactly, three or four were ALMAZs and three or four were DOSs. And of course, the heritage of these programs, together with Soyuz, now is existing in the International Space Station. I just said that TKS, which was initially developed and manufactured as ferry craft for ALMAZ space stations, was tested but not adopted for operation. But its service module was taken for the all modules, despite the central module, of course, of Mir station, and now its service module was the basis for the development of Fiji B. As well, the Soyuz spacecrafts were improved consequently into Soyuz TM with the using of experience of Zond spacecrafts. And as you know, Soyuz will be one of ferry craft for international space stations. It's possible to say that without this successful and both successful and unsuccessful previous space programs like Zond, ALMAZ, and so on, the space station never will be created in this century. Of course, all we are staying on the shoulders of our predecessors. This can be said about the space programs.